It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast.
All right. Hey, what's going on, everyone? What's going on? Nate Scott here, author of Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. I want to welcome you to today's Life is Rich with Nate Scott podcast. I'm so delighted to have this opportunity to connect with each and every one of you on this special occasion, Dr. Martin Luther King Day. And so for those of you that are seeing it today, this is a live episode, but we will be broadcasting it live on our podcast. But I thought it would be appropriate on this day to bring a very, very special interview with you in keeping with the Life is Rich message. Life is rich means live in fullness every day. Realize I'm Christ's heir. That means spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, physically, and financially. It's a principle-centered, biblically-based leadership program focused on personal growth and entrepreneurship, specifically written to address the fact that 77 million baby boomers are retiring and facing a cash flow danger, that 66 out of 100 people age 65 earn less than $30,000 of retirement, that 47% of people say if they had a $400 emergency, they'd have to sell something or borrow money to address it, and 68% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. It's about how to think versus what to think. How to think versus what to think. And so today, I'm delighted to bring a special guest to you that I think brings a very unique perspective that in today's time can be extremely beneficial if you'll invest the time to really engage and pay attention. So I want to invite you to do just that. And so my promise to you is this: if you will lend me your ear, I'll give you my heart. If you will lend me your ear, I will give you my heart. And I extend that same thing on behalf of my guest today. My guest today is Mr. Kevin L. Jefferson. Kevin is a financial professional of over 18 years in the specific area of Forex. He's developed his skill set and his mastery over 12 years. And so Kevin and I go way back. We were classmates at United States Military Academy at West Point. And from there, we went our separate ways after serving in the military and then going down the path of financial services. And lo and behold, we reconnected a few years back at our 20th year reunion. And so through and through, you're talking about a relationship and someone that I have a great degree of respect for. And it's times like this that I really love to bring quality people to the table that are going, that are beyond just a friendship, but the mutual respect is based upon the professional background and experiences that we had. And so to that end, Kevin, I want to welcome you all the way from Dallas, Texas.
Thank you, Nate. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. I'm always delighted to be with you. I'm just grateful to have people in my life that are of service, you know, so glad to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. So, hey, listen, this is kind of a fireside chat. This is you and I kicking it, giving people an opportunity to look over our shoulders to just experience, you know, two brothers that just genuinely care about one another, talking about things that are really real. And as we are now in 2021, I'm excited about what's taking place and what the potential is for us to go out here and impact lives. And so I'd love for you just to start by just sharing your story, man. Just talk to us about, you know, who you are and where you came from that brought you up to this point of where you're at in your profession.
Yeah, so thank you for that. So I'm Kevin Jefferson, founder of the Forex Fam and followmytrades.com, which is a foreign currency trading service where we teach people to trade, we text people to trades, and we trade for people. Before that, I was born in Illinois, but I grew up in Dallas, Texas, Oak Cliff, Texas specifically, because we get a little territorial. Right? So Oak Cliff, Texas, that's my hood. Grew up public school product, you know, all the way through, all the way up to and through college. Graduated from United States Military Academy at West Point in 1996, along with my compatriot here. And I started on the career journey, you know, so I served in the military as a field artillery officer overseas and domestically with rapid deployment units. And when I exited the military, I started my career with Georgia Pacific, a manufacturing company, particularly paper products was their niche or is their niche. And I was in their container board and packaging division. So my first foray into corporate America, and they were bringing a lot of former military officers and senior NCOs to the company to try to establish, you know, a pattern of leadership, I guess, if you will. So I was in their fast track management program. And along that way, you know, in my heart, I remember even back at West Point, things that you kind of have in your heart that you don't necessarily share with people, but you just kind of have it and you're kind of locked in on your goals or whatnot, was to get into finance. And I remember that very clearly. And for whatever reason, I remember just always being concerned about how I was going to parlay my future into, you know, what it is I thought I should be doing, you know, particularly going into the military, you know, knowing that that was what I was destined to start my career, you know, doing at least. I was always kind of mindful of that. So I fast forward to working for Georgia Pacific in their fast track management program, you know, getting promoted, a lot of great things happening, but my heart was always in finance. And so actually in 2001, I got an opportunity to interview with Merrill Lynch. They were working on a pilot program where they were actually inviting military officers and NCOs as well. So it was a big military leadership push back in the late 90s, 2000s, you know, early 2000s. And I remember when I joined the company, it was 2 months after September 11th. And so, you know, it was a really curious time to get into the business. But I remember also having conversations with people close to me at the time about what my endeavors were, and they were, you know, actually pretty supportive, you know, and I gotten a number of confirmations from a lot of different places that I trusted that that was what I was to do. Not that I ever doubted it, but I felt that my place or my talents would be best served in the area of finance. And so I interviewed with Merrill Lynch in November 2001, and eventually got, you know, hired on and started my career as an advisor in 2002. And that journey, in the timing of which I guess I got plugged into the business, was really, for me, I'm always a person who looks for opportunities and challenges, but it was a truly unique challenge and a truly unique opportunity, because I chose to go to one of the most competitive companies in a competitive landscape that's already difficult, as a minority, specifically as a Black man, you know, in an industry that is generally doesn't have that a great population even today of Black leadership and Black financial advisors, right after September 11th, when nobody wanted to invest in the stock market. And I was gung ho that this is what I needed to be doing, you know. So I remember that that tenacity and that really that knowing, you know, as I reflect on it, even as I'm speaking of it, I don't think I ever coined it as faith in action, you know, but it was truly, I was operating on a level of faith in that particular vein that it was just another level, you know, and I didn't even really think about anything other than success, you know. And so with that mindset, I started my first year at Merrill, and I actually did millions of dollars of mortgage loans, because as a lot of people, you know, as you can kind of relate, or if you think about it, when the market is down, interest rates generally go down with it, you know, because money becomes cheaper to borrow. And so I saw all of these wealthy individuals, these wealthy families that had homes and second homes, and they're refinancing these, you know, six and seven figure homes at literally pennies on the dollar. I think the LIBOR rate was around 1%, the six month LIBOR rate. So they're basically refinancing houses for free when everybody else is running for cover. And so, you know, from my standpoint, I was just creating a creative solution to create value where there was an opportunity in a time where nobody saw it as such. And, but that approach and that mindset of really trying to look for ways to be creative and try to not be, you know, streamlined in my approach to the business, you know, as a financial advisor, I didn't enter the business to be a loan officer, you know, whatever, a loan broker, but that was the opportunity at the time. And so that served me, you know, when I went on and started my own company in 2005, Jefferson Capital Partners, and was an advisor, and we ran into the same issue or a similar issue in 2008. And we were doing a lot of things with our clients that were not conventional. And so by way of that, we were not heavily invested in the traditional stock market. And so we saved millions of dollars in that respect. And some of it's, you know, serendipity, but the other part is you've got to be in position to win and to pivot and to, you know, to adjust. And so having the mindset, I think, of really looking for opportunities beyond the mainstream and really continue to serve me. And so when I found Forex in 2008, as a part of a trading competition that I would participate in. Really, trading competition is the best word. It was really a portfolio challenge. So you would pick a portfolio of equities, stocks, bond, whatever you wanted to do, ETFs. And in 2008, I remember CNBC, they had Forex as one of the asset classes that you could add to your portfolio. And at that point, I knew nothing about Forex at all, except for that when I took a vacation, I exchanged my money for my currency for the currency of the country I'm visiting before I get there, you know, good old supply and demand. And but when I dug into it and I remember buying in the portfolio, I think I bought the euro because at that time the euro was like twice as valuable as the dollar. This is the early mid 2000s. And I remember when I looked at the portfolio, not knowing anything about what made Forex work, not knowing anything about risk or leverage or anything like that. I just remember, you know, buying a whole lot of euro. And so when I came back and looked at the portfolio about a week later, the numbers had just, like, they were out extraordinarily large. And I'm like, what, you know, what made it move up so much? Like by a factor of maybe 10, you know, let's say the portfolio was 100 and it moved to 1 million or something like that. And so I went and looked and I saw it was Forex, and then they got me on the hook, you know, because the whole premise is to kind of introduce you to new things, new asset classes, new ways to create, you know, income or whatnot. And so I bit, you know, the bug bit me and I went on the journey and I did a lot of the things that I see a lot of traders do, you know, over the course of the 12 years I've been trading. I opened an account, look to the broker for education, although the broker is the one that's normally trading against you. There weren't really gurus out there per se like it is today, because YouTube and all that stuff was really much more in its infancy. So it was it's crazy how 12 years, like so much stuff has changed, you know? And so my struggle was not really which coach to find, but really to find a coach that actually knew the industry and that knew what they were doing. And most of them were overseas. And so that's how I started my journey. After I had given, you know, thousands of dollars in education, i.e. blowing in accounts and learning how to trade, you know, because you get that high of when you can make $1,500 in 20 minutes. It's like, I ain't never been a dope dealer, but if this is how it feels, I understand. It's like, okay, it's like that. Okay. But so, you know, I went through all of those trials and tribulations. And I always want to express that, because as I always remind people when they want to talk about overnight success and so on and so forth, whatever they consider that to be, I will only accept that phrase if the person saying it accepts that it was the longest night of my life. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way I'll accept that, because people don't get to see that part of the journey before you come out, emerge from the darkness of what you've gone through and not necessarily sure how it's going to turn out, you know? But I learned, I plugged into a coach, some guys who I was trading with, some, you know, locally told me about some guys who were in Florida who were really good. And so I flew out there, invested $5,000 in tuition to sit with them for a week. And they really peeled the curtain back on the things that I was missing. Literally the questions I was asking myself about why things were the way they were, they really expressed and answered a lot of those questions. And so they really helped me build the confidence, but it was not before I sought out professional help, essentially, that I really took off of my trading, because from a gentleman in New Zealand who taught me about a certain strategy and certain ways to look at the market, and it helped me, but I wasn't really confident. So I still, even as I was trying to self-teach and use manuals and things like that, I wasn't really able to grasp the confidence of what I was doing, because I didn't know if it was proven, you know? And so when I got with the individual in Florida who was a proven trader, who I got to actually ask questions and get them answered and at least go on faith that was real to make decisions, my confidence went up and then my performance went up. You know, it was really in that order. And I think, you know, having that, you know, taking that leap, because I didn't know if I was going to be better the same or worse as a result of that. But I knew I needed to make an adjustment. And so I did that. And that was in 2012. And then that year, I seeded another account and I ran it up. I didn't really, even at that point though, I will say that I was much more comfortable with risk than, I took way more risk than I would ever take now. You know what I mean? It's almost like when you learn a thing or when you learn better, you do better. Like I learned better. And so I started doing better. But in that time of being in God's grace, I did a lot, you know, and I was able to, you know, essentially retire myself using Forex as a vehicle. So all I've been doing for the last 12 years is Forex and trading. And a few years ago, I decided to start teaching, you know, because I think that it's one thing to create for yourself and even for your circle or your village or your tribe, but it's another thing to replicate yourself and give other people the opportunity to be strong and courageous and to actually operate with authority, specifically in the area of finance. And so that's where I land now, where I, you know, my main focus is really online and live classes, you know, teaching people how to trade Forex so that they can reduce debt, replace working second job income, and regain more time to enjoy what matters most.
Wow. So many things within that I truly appreciate about the journey. You know, what I hear as a differentiator for you is the journey that led you to the discovery of there was more. And then you went on a journey to uncover and understand how can you consistently make this more real. I also hear from you that you invested in that learning and each thing was a stepping stone to learning what additional things you had to know. As I reflect on that journey, I think it arms you with a degree of wisdom that can only come through experience. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. There's no substitute for it. And I always reemphasize that, you know, it's just like learning a sport or learning a trade or learning, you know, anything, any type of craft. You can intellectually grasp it and somebody can really fast track, you know, you in certain areas. And I was speaking about this on my live early this week, things that I would tell myself, my younger trader self, you know, if somebody would have told me, you know, what I wish they would have told me 12 years ago, basically. And one of the things was, I would not, of all the things I would share, I would do some things to help set my younger self up for success, clearly, but there are some things that I would have to allow myself to experience to really truly appreciate what it was and what it took to be successful, you know? And so to your point or to your statement, the help is great because it prepares you or prepared me to operate from a level of ability and a level of confidence. But even at that level of confidence, there were still a lot of learning lessons that I had to learn because they were not coming back to me to my house to trade for me. And so my personality is different than your personality and everybody else's personality who's engaged in that in whatever they do. And so I still had to learn how to relate the skill to who I was and make it and really align the two with my intrinsic personality. And so there are some things that, like you say, but getting the coaching helped accelerate the process because I was confident in what I was doing. And now I could focus on the things that would take me to the next level.
Yeah. And also allows you to lean on the coaching and experience of the person. And that boosts the confidence to have you to step out on things that you may not have otherwise stepped out independently.
That's exactly right.
You know, I always see the importance of having a plan, mentorship, and support in accomplishing whatever it is that one desires. And so at this season of life, why is this endeavor important to you?
So that's an excellent question. And I've really reflected on this particular endeavor, the $1 million blueprint specifically, actually for some years. And even when you and I reconnected, it didn't have the form that it did now, but it was definitely something that was in kind of my mental kit bag. And some things were experimentation, some things were, you know, part of beta for me trying to really get the essence of what could be done in the way of helping people become financially free, you know, with real numbers. And so I've been running the numbers and doing, you know, running tests and so on and so forth to say that, okay, I can actually walk people through this forest if they do exactly what I ask them to do and help them get to the, you know, to a level of the financial mountaintop that they want to attain, you know, not all the way to the top, but help them get to another level. And so at this point, particularly after last year, I think that it became much more urgent, you know, for me to make it a deal, you know, a deal that people could, you know, participate in. Not only people from a health standpoint, you know, people losing loved ones, but then people taking on financial burdens as a result of people's health care situations, as a result of job loss, as a result of so many things that were happening. And then you couple that with the racial outcry that's happening in America. And it's like, okay, if you have the means to help people, and you have the means to help people who are being disconnected, or, you know, or being underserved, or facing inequality, you know, if you can help people, Black people, if you can help people who look like you, if you help people who are oppressed, you have an obligation as a Christian, you know, that gets to my Christianity, but you have an obligation to be a service and to use that gift to bless other people. And so I was going to start with a smaller number, but I was like, hey, screw it. Let's just do 2021 souls. We're going to take on this journey, and they've got the whole year. We're going to do it in tranches and, you know, kind of like cohorts so that we can have blocks of people to participate. But what really made it important to me was I know that things are not slowing down. And being in this industry specifically, I get questions about crypto and Bitcoin and, I mean, blockchain. I get questions about that every single week. And people who have never even invested before calling me, asking me about these things. And so in one sense, it's exciting. In the other sense, it's a little bit, it makes me nervous or concerned, because I know that there are a lot of people going out here to try to do a triathlon and we never ran. You know what I mean? And so I don't want to step by and watch people fall over themselves trying to participate in something that is a legitimate opportunity for growth, but not partner, like you say, not with a plan and not without the mentorship that you need to attain success, you know, consistently. And so I just decided, hey, let's go for it. Let's do this. And I'm going to give myself 60 months to get people to where they need to be. And it would help me, because there's never been a time where I've offered anything, particularly in the way of teaching other people, whether it's young people, whether it's, you know, in schools, whether it's people in my classes. There's never been a moment that me reaching out to serve these people and teach them that it has not made me better. You know, so some of it's a little selfish, I guess, but the other side is I'm blessed to have the time, freedom to do a lot of the things that I like to do. And I have young children, you know, I have a beautiful young wife, and I've got, you know, I've got a lot of time hopefully ahead of me. And so not that I'm not going to be available in certain areas, but this push is kind of like, I want to do it. I want to show it. And I want people to benefit as a result. And after these next 60 months, you know, it's kind of like, after you done won a few Olympics, I might retire, like for real, you know what I mean? So I'm really just giving myself a 5-year window to say, hey man, it's time to really go hard, to really go for it and really, you know, lock in and take as many people who are really serious about changing their lives with you on this journey. And then we'll, you know, we'll catch our breath and figure out the next part, you know, at that time. But I've never operated, I will say, Nate, I've never operated on an endeavor. Well, I won't say that. I haven't operated in an endeavor like this. I'm sorry, I got my gospel train coming through. Okay, so, all right. So I haven't operated on a level of clarity and confidence and commitment such as this, except I think maybe two times. But the first time I know for sure is when I decided to go into finance in the midst of all that was happening back in 2001. Like the closest feeling I can connect or align with what I'm feeling now and what I believe is to come on the back of this or in the process of this, I feel like it's perfectly the result of what I started this whole thing to do. So that's why now.
Well, it's exciting for me to hear you say that, because the timing is one where I like asking leaders about the why, because the why is so critical. That underneath, I want you to imagine the picture of an iceberg, and you probably have seen this before. With that iceberg above the water is that magnificent object that has been developed over time. And everyone is in awe of that iceberg, but that's the representation of productivity and profitability. Productivity and profitability is the outcome that everyone aspires for. Mm-hmm. However, it's beneath the surface of the water that people don't understand, because many times people don't peel the layers of the onion back to tell them what the real deal is.
Yeah.
And the real deal is that focus. That real deal is the sacrifice. The real deal is the risk. The real deal is all the habits that have to be developed. The real deal were the study, the experiences, the ups, the downs, the disappointments, the wins even. And that in turn represents the only way that you can go through with going through those things that are beneath the surface, is that you have to have purpose and you have to have priority. And so my asking that question, and I'm doing it so each one of you that are listening and observing, is where you can have a framework. The framework of understanding that without purpose, you won't have the ability to move through consistently through that which you desire. But when you are definite, when you have a definite purpose, and then you follow that with a definite plan. You heard Kevin speak about a time frame. A plan has a time frame, and he's got objectives that he wants to move through. Well, then that purpose with your focus on your priority is what lays the foundation for you to have the outcome of productivity and profitability. And so I'm excited to hear you share that aspect. The other thing I will tell you that's so important is that, you know, in writing Life Is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth, I wrote it to tell people what the bankers and brokers don't tell them. Your experience gives you the insight to help others to move through the noise that is taking place right now.
Right.
There's been a big push over the last few years about Forex,
yeah,
about crypto, yeah, about Bitcoin, all these things in which from when people come to me, they're coming to me asking me about it, and they're talking to me about something that I've been in the financial services world since 2004, I think it was.
Yeah.
And so to that end, it's like people are talking about something that is brand new to them, and they're talking to me about it from an opportunity standpoint, but understand that no, there's a real skill that you can really learn. And if you learn that real skill, then independent of what someone might be pitching you based on in this
their desire, area, right.
But it has
right.
nothing to do with the education being used.
That's right.
But it might be, it's the education with an opportunity attached to it that truly no one is doing the education and nobody's doing the application.
That's it.
Right? So you're armed in a unique position to be able to tell people what those people that are getting introduced and pushing the idea of the opportunity is real,
yeah,
but it's not real. It's been oftentimes being used to manipulate people to separate them from their money.
Exactly.
And you're in a position to help wade through to say, here's the pros and the cons, and here's what's really going on.
Absolutely. I think that's the part that I really enjoy the most about plugging people in. I had a lady out on the West Coast join the Forex fam yesterday. She set up an appointment. We talked for about 15 minutes, and she said she was going to, you know, connect with her husband and get back with me today. And then not even an hour later, she had shot me a message like, hey, I'm in, you know, I know this is what I need to do. And it really brought me joy, because one of the things that I think you and I've discussed this, Nate, you know, we've had phone calls and we've talked to third parties that, you know, needed to maybe hear a third voice outside of our own, about making a decision, you know, and to see people make a decision to look to improve their circumstances on whatever level, you know, whether it's mentally, whether it's personally, whether it's financially or all of them or health-wise or whatever, or collectively, you know, even relationally, all of those things that get me excited, because then you can be intentional. You know what I mean? Then you can actually craft around that decision. And so when I have a bunch of decided people who want to follow my lead, it's first of all an honor. But then secondly, it really makes me step my game up. You know what I mean? And it's almost like being a teacher in front of the classroom. You know, I got to come suited and booted mentally every day, you know, and I know that there are decisions that I don't make as a trader, even because I have a flock of people who are depending on me to teach them. You know what I mean? And so even from a lead by example premise, I don't want to ever have to tell my students, do as I say, not as I do. You know, I want you to be able to look at my do's and my done's and my messages and all the things that I've shared with you in the videos and all that, and have it cohere with what I'm sharing with them so that their confidence goes up. Yeah, but what excites me the most about it, to get back to the main point I was actually getting on, I'm kind of getting on my tangents, but my main focus and the biggest joy is I operate at my highest level because I want to make sure that people are getting what they need to grow in the areas in which they want to grow. And that kind of brings me full circle to not just the Forex. I spoke about, you know, how people use, they'll take a perfectly beautiful thing and make it ugly because they're being selfish, you know, as opposed to being generous. And so I like when people are leaning in to help me, you know, have me help them on this journey. I had a student who actually is doing really well. He met the requirements to go live. He did all this stuff even some months ago. And then he texted me yesterday, like, hey, you got any more advanced courses and more stuff? And I'm like, well, let's do this. Let's have a phone call and let's see where you really are. You know, I mean, don't get ahead of yourself, because people sometimes tend to rush to failure. You know what I mean? Because you're trying to get to success, but you're really rushing to failure because you're not being patient enough with the process. And I think having people that I'm leading on this journey continuously, it keeps me on point in so many other areas of my life, you know? So it's really a mutual benefit that I get just from doing the things that I know I'm supposed to be doing, you know, and using the gift that God has given me to, you know, to understand the math and understand how to make things cohere in the patterns of, you know, certain circumstances, to share that and simplify it, more importantly, and then share it with people. And so, you know, it's just a joy, and it's an honor and a privilege to have people trust you with that. And then to really have them resonate with you, because, you know, what I always try to maintain, you know, there are a lot of people who speak to their success and they speak to different things. And, you know, I can't scroll down my page without a Lamborghini or, you know, or somebody standing in front of somebody's Rolls Royce or what, you know, whatever. And that's cool. I am not tripping. I'm all about you living your best life, like whatever that looks like to you, you know. But I feel that I want to always emphasize the premise of the process over the property. You know what I mean? Over the physical property. I want to emphasize the physical, the process of growing yourself, of learning yourself, of understanding how to systematically approach your craft, how to systematically approach your life, how to automate things, how to make things, you know, how to set your mind where when it's on autopilot, it's on autopilot for success. And then, you know, really adjusting that mindset, because once the mind has been restructured and it's been strengthened with the right tools and the right things and the right activities, now the what and the method and all the things that I'm teaching and bringing to the table, they're just expediting that journey. You know, it's not about the end of when I get here, I'm going to have this, because, I mean, there's a million and one lotto. I might have drove by one downtown today. Lotto winners who had a lot of money, but they didn't have the mindset, you know. And so that's the most dangerous combination, in my opinion, is to have the money without the mindset, because you can do a lot of damage. I'm just grateful that God chose me to be a teacher, essentially. So that I can be better, even as I make people better.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. You have been positioned for this walk. It's a mantra of leadership, and I'm excited to have you share you with the world in this capacity, because people don't know how to discern, you know, the good guys. You know, that's why I start Life, which I create lasting wealth with leadership is the answer, and how I frame it all with God's word to arm people with being able to make sound decisions. You know, my area of excellency deals with teaching people how to think versus what to think, how to think versus what to think, to put people in a position so that they can sit on the same, we can sit on the same side of the table. And because we're principle based, we can look at the scenario and the situation, and literally we should be able to come to the same conclusion. The methodology is the thing that I want to arm people with. And I can hear that in the reason why you've moved into this space of teaching is that we want to teach people how to think versus what to think. We want to build people to be independent, because that's where legacy is created. It's the thing, can these people handle and move forth in accomplishing whatever their objectives are independent of us? Or are we going to hold back and withhold and be selfish, or sell the next thing to the next thing, because we got an agenda of trying to always keep people in slavery to us?
That's right.
And so the spirit in which you operate is definitely very, very clear. I want to talk about how you would recommend someone to assess themselves as far as walking in and being able to know whether or not they're ready right now to walk into your program. What do you think a person needs to be asking themselves?
That's an excellent question. I think I answered that question a lot of different ways and really didn't realize what question I was asking or even answering when I talk to people. I think the first thing I always ask people is what's keeping you, what do you think is keeping you from your quote unquote financially free forever after? And the reason I actually bring it up as the first question, because people generally equate me with finance. And so if you're one to come and have a conversation with me, you have some type of idea about money or finance or my ability to help you attain something. And so I first start with a few questions, you know, so that I can assess whether or not we can even, you know, we can even move forward. So I always ask what, you know, what's keeping them from a financially free forever after. And that really helps me ascertain how bad it hurts. You know, how bad is the pain? You know, are you here for a checkup? Are you here because you got a broken leg? You know, and then I ask, what have you tried to make, you know, to make it better? What have you tried so far to help? And really let them clarify how far are they along this journey? You know, are they kicking the tires? Are they just wanting to see? They heard about it through their homeboy, their cousin, or they, you know, they are at their wit's end and they're like, hey man, I really am looking for something. I don't know what I'm doing, but I need to do something. So that I think I really ascertain the level of urgency. And then I also have them, at the last question I ask them is I give them a vision question. So I ask them, you know, what do they feel is holding them back? What have they tried to ostracize the situation? And then I ask them to project mentally a year out from this point, and what does it look like? And see how well and how clear that color word picture is for them. And then at that point, when I get into a conversation, I can have an understanding of the urgency with which they want to operate. So if I would tell a person, I can tell if a person is ready to really go on this journey with me. First of all, if their questions about price are questions of clarification and timing and not questions of value. And so, you know, if you're questioning the value proposition almost to a person, and I've actually run numbers and done studies on different, you know, different price points and different, even different types of programs to plug people into the same education. And it's so starkly clear that the people segment themselves based on how they think about money. And so that's a differentiator if you're locked in on that. Now, I'm not saying that that's not important, because a lot of times I find people who come to me, they've been to a couple of different plumbers before me. And so I know that plumbing is expensive, and you know, and I don't like going behind two plumbers, you know, but I understand that they may be a little gun shy. And so I take all of that into account. But the biggest thing is I can sense it's really more of an energy. And when I tell them to do things, they do it. And that's when I know. And because I give a list of things, hey, go here, check this out, do this and get back with me. You know, just really send them an assignment. Mm-hmm. And then the speed with which they respond lets me know if they're ready to do it. And so they show themselves by their behavior. And then I know what type of student that I'm working with, even whether they, you know, if they sign up, I know what type of journey they're probably going to have. And even the one who operates differently, even if they sign up, I know what type of journey they're probably going to have, which is normally a short-lived one, to be honest with you. And so I've just made it my mission to be stern in my approach, because I found myself at different points wanting to accommodate people, you know, in the past for what their desires were. And I realized that, you know what, I am where I am because I know what I'm doing and I know how to do this and I know how to operate a business and I know how where things make things work. And if you can't get into this, into alignment with what I know will help you come to success, then there's no need for me to shift my course for one passenger. You know, and so that's a growth thing that I've gained over the years of really just sticking true to, because I'm going to help far more people by sticking to my guns, not being, you know, completely inflexible and not being malleable to life, but really understanding, hey, this is what works. And this is what people are asking you for. And so I'm not doing a service to even the people who have connected with me when I adjust myself for the outlier, you know? And so I've just decided to operate in my plane and then take the data and the information that the people share with me about their approach to things, and then really ascertain to who's going to be, you know, who's ready for the journey, who isn't. And I've had people, I've had conversations with people as we got into it. I didn't believe that they didn't want it or that they didn't want to do it, but I was really concerned about their willingness to do it, you know, and if they really were, I knew that they weren't really in the place to get it done. So let me actually get some clarity to that. There's two specific situations I can think of. One person had an amazing story and they were, you know, they were like the perfect person. And then they said what they were going to do and they gave it a time frame, said, well, I'm going to do it tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. And then tomorrow came and the next day came and the next day came and the next day came. And it's like, okay, I could tell because of the way that you wanted to get involved that you probably weren't going to be ready. And so I just went ahead and saved them the trouble of signing up and wasting their money. And I said, well, how about you wait some months and get some things in order? Because I don't doubt that you really want to participate or see the benefits of this. But as it stands, the way your life is set up right now, you're not going to benefit the best. And that becomes an indictment on me because I could have stopped you, you know. But then I've had other people who were completely gung-ho, but you have to yield to the reality of we only have so much time in a day. And they were in the middle of another part of their journey, and I can't remember what it was specifically, but they were really, really wanting to do this. But they had other things that I knew as a trader that, like, your stress levels and your mental acuity and you know, your ability to harness that is so important that if you've got a lot of stuff going on, not that you're not a go-getter and that you're not successful, but you have to give this the respect that you give the other things that you're choosing to do. And so I told her, hey, this might not be the best time for you based on what you told me you want to accomplish. So let's just come back. And they appreciate it because I think they realize that at this point, of all the people, because I meet these people online, you know, so I don't know them. They're not personal relationships in the sense of that somebody told them to call me. But I think they appreciate it and they have come back around to participate in due time because I did give them an honest answer, you know, and I did let them know, I know that even with you wanting to do this, this may not be the best time for you. And I think that level of candor actually probably speaks more volumes than the people who do sign up off the first conversation.
It's a character measurement. I mean, the thing is, you said several things that I hope everyone really understands. There's a couple things. Is number one, you got to be secure in what your messaging actually is. You got to make sure that you don't try to appeal to everyone. Everyone is not meant for you. There's a standard of excellence that you must bring if you're truly trying to deliver excellence throughout. The other thing I would say to everyone, based on what you've shared, is the importance of recognizing that standards are meant to be reached up to, not reached down to. So there's a standard that comes with the expected results. Yeah. And if you've got a brand that's built upon your results, which stems from your character, then you can't afford to do anything to lessen that. Yeah. And it's not for you to make the adjustment. It's not for you to adjust the way you speak. It's not for the adjustment of how you deliver. It's meant for you to do what you know works. That's what people are buying. They're buying the result. And so when you understand that you're offering a result, then you've got to ensure that you don't take away the value that that actually is, and ensure that as you sort through people, you're able to select those that actually see the value. And that allows you to disqualify people, to actually say, you know what, you're not a fit, you're not in alignment. This would not work well for us, because you won't inevitably get the results that I know you should get. And it wouldn't be because of the program, it would be because of your mindset and your attitude and your unwillingness to yield to the space in which you're not the expert. And so if you're not going to trust the process, then it doesn't serve either one of us, because you're not going to come in and have the success, and then you're going to be disappointed. And then because your disappointment and not getting the results, I won't have another testimony. And therefore, if I won't ever have a testimony, that price that I gave to you, which is still far less than the value that I'm delivering, can't actually be able to grow anymore, because you're not going to be able to share your story that can allow other people to come bring their resources that can in turn allow me to still benefit from the value that I know that I'm giving away. So, if,
hey, you know, I'm glad you're a runner, bro, and a rower.
That was good. You see, man, and so much is in that, and I don't want people to miss that. I don't want people to miss that, because I know some of you may be in that same space and time where you're going through, and you might be struggling with, you know, what space, what lane are you in? What's your value proposition? What's the pricing? And you might feel uncomfortable charging what you want to charge, and all of those things. The way that you overcome that is by ensuring that, number one, you're authentic, and that you know that you can deliver that which you're promising.
Right.
Your insecurity will oftentimes come from being unsure about whether or not you can deliver.
Right.
And that's the worst. So you want to make sure that when you offer up, you want to make sure that you can deliver, because that becomes your brand. That which you're able to deliver on a consistent basis is what inevitably becomes your brand. So Kevin, this $1 million blueprint, is that the title? Talk to us about what do you want to accomplish with that and why?
Okay, so I'll tell you how it looks. So it's open to members who are lifetime members of the Forex fam. So you have to, you know, commit to instruction from me. And it's through one particular portal called the Lifetime Membership, which allows you access to everything that I offer to my students, including time on my calendar, you know, basically at, you know, virtually at will. To where I can mentor you, you know, because that's the biggest value sometimes, is the one-to-one mentoring on top of, you know, the stuff that's out there. And so as a lifetime member, not only does that allow you to have that access to me in that way, but anything that I improve upon, that I build upon, or that I do in the future, you always have access to me or to those things by way of the relationship that you chose to establish early on, you know, at no additional charge. And so it's just a way of rewarding people for their commitment to a bigger journey and to what I'm doing as well, to help preserve people. But also it's a way for me to channel my energy to the correct group of people for this particular challenge. And so that first hurdle in this is, are you willing to become a lifetime member? Are you willing to make a commitment? You know, and then once you commit, which we'll be rolling it out in February. We'll be starting February 1st, which is a Monday. I will be, you know, over these last few weeks, I've been, you know, getting the students set up and getting them, you know, make sure they have things that they need and that they're technically in place and so on and so forth. So we're doing the preparation now. But when I flip the switch on February 1st, what I'm going to do is actually hold, you know, live coaching calls at the beginning of the week, talk through some things, really kind of collaborate and let people understand what we're planning to do, And then as I'm walking down the trading path, I guess, for lack of a better word, I will be sharing very specific trades with my students to take as a part of that very particular program. And so my students will establish a separate trading account for themselves, starting with a minimum of $500, with the commitment to build that by way of their own deposits up to $2,500 in the course of the year. So they can start with $2,500 lump sum, or they can start with $500 and parse it out like a car payment, basically a Forex payment for $200 a month, 10 months, or whatever that looks like for them, as long as they commit to the $2,500, because that's the baseline from which we need to start. And as long as they do that within the first 12 months, they're good. And so, and that's also another commitment. And then I will be really harnessing a lot of some of the highest probability trades that I see. And so everybody's going to benefit whether they're participating or not, because I'll be sending even fewer trades than I'm sending now, because they're going to be much more laser focused and they're going to be given out with the specific level of risk to take. They're going to be given out with all the parameters that I share with other chat rooms and my other trades with students who are not members of the lifetime membership. But I will be guiding this just like I am the pilot of the plane. So this specific account, I will be trading with the students. They will have to take the trades, but I'll be calling out the plays. And so I'll be calling out when to enter the trade. I'll be calling out updates on the trade. I'll be calling out when to exit the trade. Not when I'm exiting, but when to exit the trade. I'm giving them very specific instructions so that they will be able to profit, because timing is a lot as well. And then every week we will do updates. We will have, you know, collaborative sharing of P&L statements, you know, to where we can actually lock in on where people may be missing out, or maybe, you know, just really working through that collectively. You know, I'm really committed to giving the best that I have so that they can benefit. Now they will be learning, because what I'm doing is actually sharing the instruction that they have through their online portal. I'm actually just going to be giving live instructions so I can really clarify, because I want to fast track their trading skill set along the way. So I'm letting them earn by way of taking the trades that I see are the best path to that seven figures, to that $1 million or more in 60 months or so. But also they can trade, because I know that there are other trade opportunities that will be out there. And the only way to improve as a trader is to trade. And so they will be accelerating their learning process, not only through the $1 million blueprint, by which I'm actually giving them very specific instructions, but through the training that I already have in place, that I'll be giving them live instruction and verification on, so that they can get their other trading side up as well. Because the $1 million blueprint is set up to where once you fund it, you're literally committing to it just like you're committing to an IRA or a 401k. You know, you're giving it 60 months to matriculate without touching it. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't have another account that they fund and they can take the exact same trades, or they can go crazy with it, or do whatever they want to do, or double up or whatever. You can, $2,500 is the minimum. If you're aggressive, I had a new student sign up and he asked, you know, well, can I do more? I'm like, absolutely. That's not the point. I love that you think that way. I just want to let you know what it takes if you're willing to do this. And then if you want to go above and beyond and be a great, you know, star achiever, great for you. But so I'm really gonna walk them on one level through the journey and through the jungle of Forex. And then on the other side, I'll be instructing them along the way, kind of like a teaching hospital, you know. So we'll be conducting surgery, but I'm gonna be teaching along the way so that they can become better acquainted and better masters of Forex in the time that we spend together.
Awesome. You're talking about a true methodology that is based upon, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember, but if I involve you, you'll learn. And that's where you have accelerated learning. So that's very exciting for me to hear, because, you know, I've kicked off this laser focused project of a strategic approach to closing the wealth gap. Mm. A strategic approach of closing the wealth gap. And I say strategic because God has gifted me with the ability to see things in so many different facets. When I hear things, I'm always looking at how did these pieces fit together. And so with that said, I know that it's so critical that in this season that people engage in skill development. And I don't care what area one decides to develop a skill, but something that one can kind of lanes they're in. I want to go through the hours in order to become a master at something.
Right.
And I think that's that Forex is an area which I know for myself, I know that I am committed to really honing in on that particular thing, because it's simply about slicing out the time. And that's one of the things I want to give you guys from an action step standpoint is we all have the same 1,440 minutes per day. When you subtract out the time for working, sleeping, commuting, and the time it takes you to do what you have to do each and every day of your life, most people are left with just 1 to 2 hours remaining to do what they really want to do. But then the question is, do they have the money to do it? If you're in that situation, then what I encourage you to do is make the commitment based upon what your desires are, and then schedule the time that reflects that which you desire. And so you start first and foremost with the end in mind. What's your desire? And then with your desire, now what resources, including your schedule, do you have? So Kevin, with that, what type of time commitment would you say that someone needs in order to give themselves an opportunity to develop the skill set over the next 12 months?
Okay, that's an excellent question. And that's a question that I get very often. Obviously, you know, so many people ask it. I've had physicians come to my class. I mean, literal doctors. I've had nurses come to my class. I've had business owners. I've had software engineers come through. And so obviously people have different levels of commitment. But when I saw that, the doctors come through, there were three doctors who came to my class, and they all happened to attend the same class. And they did, two of them knew each other. One of them didn't know them. So they weren't like, they didn't collaborate. But when I saw their commitment level, because they would come off of 18-hour shifts in the ER, and then they came to my class. It was a live boot camp, so it was pre-COVID, wait, you know, years before COVID. But they came and they were there. Literally, it shifted their, I mean, it's redone their whole work schedule to make sure that they were there for that 2-day boot camp. And so I really studied that level of commitment. First of all, because they were already high achievers. But then, like, what would the high achiever do? And so I saw that, and then I backed into what a reasonable person who doesn't, maybe not geared that way, or, you know, doesn't have that level of fuel in the tank, do it. You know, a person with kids, you know, and a spouse and or whatever. And I would say that if a person committed an hour a day to learning this skill set, and I'll say 5 days out of the week. So give yourself 5 out of 7 days to lock in on it. And do that consistently. And I don't say for a period of time, but consistently until you grasp enough to move to the next concept. And then take that same amount of time and just build the concepts and the foundations on top of each other. And I would say that reasonably speaking, if you truly operate with, you know, the risk management that I share and really learning that and really just kind of taking that time, inside of no more than 180 days, no more than 6 months, I would say that a person should be able to be a profitable and consistently successful Forex trader. I mean, and that's just giving it 5 hours a week, you know, every month, five hours a week, you know, and you commit to that. And you do that with the intention of building the skill set, not with the intention of building your account or going or doing anything outrageous with your account, but really building to the point of where the money is not the focus. I think in 6 months you should actually be not only be trading live, but you should be consistently successful.
Awesome. So what I hear is 5 hours a week times 4 weeks is 20 hours a month, times 6 months is 120 hours. Yeah, 120 hours. And of course, you could collapse time frames.
Yeah.
And so that's it. And so everyone, I hope you have made note of that. What we've done is we've begun with the end in mind. We've told you what the objective is. And then in turn, we've showed you that there is a methodology, there's a plan. And most importantly, there's support that's provided. And I think that in of itself, if you're sincere about what things you want to accomplish moving forward, and you want to have that be something that ends up being generational, has a generational impact, then there's no greater use of your time and endeavor than investing in yourself. Remember, you are the asset. you are the asset. And so all you got to do is commit to increasing your value. And then if you're a believer out there, then as an heir, then all things that already are within your grasp, it's just a matter of you and growing your capacity so that you can receive it. And so, Kevin, as we get ready to pull this thing to an end, I would like to defer to you if there's anything that you would like to ask of me. I always like to close it out, see if there's any specific question that I can provide an answer to you as a guest would like to ask.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, Nate, well, first of all, thank you for allowing me, entree into your platform. And as always, it's great to see you. It's always a pleasure when we get together, man. And I know it's been too long, when everything makes sense, I'd love to lay eyes on you, man, and face to face. So I'm excited about that. But my ask is to just stay mindful of the message that I'm sharing and where the opportunities present themselves. Let people know about it. Let people inform people about, the way they can get in touch with me. They can go to FM Trades, FM like the radio station, tradeswithans.com, fmtrades.com. And learn about me, the company, what we offer. But in addition to that, Nate, if there are any resources that you think would be suitable, including things that you've produced or things that you just seen that you connected to by way of relationship that could help people with understanding the importance of a financial foundation, meaning that the kind of that financial hierarchy of needs, understanding how, creating income, protecting it, growing it, diversifying it into assets, charitable giving and legacy and all that stuff. Like if there's anything that from a tool standpoint or from an instruction standpoint or from an exposure standpoint or from a programmatic standpoint that you think would help people with that, because that's the other side we didn't get into in this discussion, but that's the part that's really important to me at this juncture is, yeah, people are committed to the Forex, but I want to make sure that people are committed to the full mindset that needs to encompass that. And I want to leverage the resources and relationships to make sure that people get that from their appropriate appropriate sources, in addition to myself. So that's my ask.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'll tell you, with just that alone, I will say as a first step, everyone that's listening in, the purpose of Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth is to provide you that resource that can arm you with being able to ask the right questions of the professional that you're seeking out. It's a great compliment to what Kevin has with the $1 million blueprint because it does address those things that are inside out. I cover leadership is the answer, the cash flow danger, it happened to me, becoming an entrepreneur, choosing the right entity, raising capital, asset protection, protecting your financial privacy, reducing your taxes, retirement planning, estate planning, and then life is rich. Life is rich means live in fullness every day. Realize I'm Christ's heir. That means spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, physically, and financially. It's about alignment before assignment. If you were to draw on your piece of paper a diagram of a pyramid, that pyramid represents each and every one of you as an individual. And then from that pyramid, I want you to think about aspects of your life, be it physical, mental, emotional, relational, and financial. They're basically six areas of our lives. And so with those six areas, the next thing you want to look at is you want to look at how would you build the optimal structure of your life? What's your foundation? What would you put there first? Would you put relational? Would you put financial? Would you put spiritual? Would you put mental? What's your foundation? That's going to reveal a whole lot about the journey that you're going to move on. The next level, you want to put your next aspect of your life that's important to you. And then the next and the next all the way up. I'm going to give you the cliff notes and I'm going to give you a brief explanation. I think if you take this, this is going to give you what you need in order to move forward with Kevin's program and do so where you have true balance. That's a word that we got to be mindful of that. We can't truly have balance, but right. What you can have is priority. And that which is your focus is your priority. And so at the base, for those of you that have a sense that there's a higher power, that's spiritual. Above spiritual is mental. After mental is emotional. And after emotional is relational. And then after relational, you have your physical and your financial. You start with the core, spiritual, mental, emotional, relational. Because thoughts lead to feelings, which lead to actions, which lead to results. If you make sure that your core is centered, then you have the stability to wade through those challenges that may show up as a result of you going through this exploration of defining a new skill set called being a trader. And you got to make sure that you're grounded. And that's the exciting thing about it is that you know if you build it right, then those things, those ebb and flows, you won't react to those ebb and flows because you are clear about your temperament, you're clear about your methodology, you're clear about the ebb and flows, and you're not going to rush the process. And so that's my give to that particular endeavor is to, as a compliment to what it is that you have, is this, to recommend that everyone get that as a guide to complement who you be versus what you do, because that book is not a one-dimensional thing. It's all about helping you to live in fullness every day in every area of your life. So Kevin, with that being said, how does that match in? And is that a good segue for any of that last thing that you want to give that we didn't cover?
Yeah, absolutely. That's perfect. That's exactly what I was shooting towards. And I appreciate that. And by coincidentally, yours is still one of the best, I call it business books, but one of the best books that I've ever studied and read from cover to cover. I mean, it's very clear, very simple. And I'm not saying that just because you're my brother, but seriously, like I had not seen anything as simple from an understanding standpoint and as clear, but as power-packed as what you share with people. And beyond, like you say, beyond finance, it's truly a total, kind of a total journey if you allow it to be. I want to give you those flowers, while we're here together, brother. But no, that's exactly what I was thinking. As we wrap it up, I just wanted to, say thank you for that. FMTrades.com, or you can text FMTrades to 474747, FMTrades to 474747, so that you can know about what I have going on and be connected on anything that I'm launching or when I'm going live or whatever's happening with Follow My Trade. So I think that's all I got.
All right. And also you have him at Help Made Millionaire on Instagram. Help Made Millionaire on Instagram. I encourage each and every one of you to follow and be sure to text that number so that in turn you can stay abreast of what's going on. And so again, guys, this has been a great opportunity just to connect. And I hope you guys got extreme value this time of year. We're just getting started. And so this is a time right now we want to lean in and helping each and every one of you to close that wealth gap, because that wealth gap is really tied to a racial gap as well. Absolutely. You've got the disparity in income about typical Black family at $37,000 annually, where the typical white family is at $61,000. And then the wealth gap where the typical Black family has a net worth of $17,000, whereas a typical white family has a net worth of $171,000. And so we've got to address those things. We want to help people to increase their income, because through that income increase, then we can actually then move into wealth creation. And so we do have methodology, we do have a plan, but more importantly, we offer our heart as mentors and we provide support. And so I encourage you guys to, if you haven't already done so, please download Life is Rich podcast. I want to encourage each one of you to go there and leave a review. If you leave a review, that helps us to get our rankings, which in turn allows us to get more visibility. And more importantly, we get greater talent that comes on and has an opportunity to connect with us. And so if you're not on Clubhouse, you can follow me at Life is Rich on Clubhouse and on Instagram and all the other social medias at Ask Nate Scott. And so we look forward to connecting with you real, real soon. So until next time, this is Nate Scott with my guest, Kevin Jefferson, Forex trader, founder, CEO of FM Trades, and more importantly, launching the Millionaire Blueprint. So make sure you guys get on it. So until next time, take care and be blessed.
Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.